And what contact did you have with the hospital?
Emma would go for an appointment with the consultant and the dietitian, and she would see Sally Strang every 3 months. We had a lovely dietitian whose name I can't remember, she was very supportive with Emma and not eating breakfast and what to do with her and how to encourage her and what meals to give her. And as the time went on and the advances with diabetes, and there would be changes in the diet and things she could have and things that previously she couldn't have that she could have a little bit. And the meals did become more flexible. But each time she went, she would see the consultant, and we would see another doctor as well. But these doctors kept changing, but the consultant was the constant. And Emma wasn't very good at doing blood tests. She didn't mind by that time doing her injections. She'd gone from a hypochondriac to a very competent young lady. She was very, very good. But it was the blood tests, and I would nag her, and she would have a diary to write the test results in. And we even bought her a timer so that she could time herself doing these tests and everything we could think of, but no. And she didn't hit it off particularly well with a consultant. And she barely tolerated him, and he would talk to her about her doing her blood tests, and she hadn't done them. And one day he was exasperated, and he just wrote hopeless on her notes, because she was absolutely hopeless. And then another appointment, he was talking to her, and she was getting a bit fed up, and she found it a bit tiresome having to keep talking to this man, and it was the same old thing each time. And she very pointedly lifted her arm, and she looked at her watch. And he looked at her and he said, "Emma, you may be in a rush, but I was hoping for a little bit more time with you today." He was very good with her, but she could be quite difficult at times. And it was only with him. I'm not quite sure what it was, but she didn't hit it off with him.